Hey, thank you for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by Ashley Home Store. Right now, get up to 20% off store-wide, plus there's an option to pay no interest for up to 36 months, or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. There's fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide at Ashley Home Store. This is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Get up! Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, Kay Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, Double B?
Happy Monday, everybody.
We made it.
Hello.
It's just another manic Monday. I wish it were a Sunday. Is that how it goes?
Yes, exactly.
Hey, let's start off the show with us singing.
We apologize in advance.
Or we could go down to the honky tonk.
I go down.
I think I wrote that one. That sounds like Big Perm wrote that song.
It really
does.
Hey, let's just say the same thing 100 times.
Big Perm's put out some big hits. Come
he
on,
has
man.
Put out some big hits. He's always a favorite of mine when he makes those appearances.
Yeah,
thank you.
He's my second favorite guest ever after Coach Blake Anderson.
Wow, that's he's really getting something.
He's getting where he always shows up in my time hop as well. It's like every year Big Perm pops
that's
up.
A good thing.
Man.
Yeah.
It's exciting. You guys ever have one of those moments where you wake up and you really have to pee like really, really bad and you feel it like all the way down to your core and you still don't go pee?
Yeah, it's bad.
Dude, I ran the risk this morning. I ran the risk of peeing the bed at 3:30.
Dude, why'd you do that?
Because I didn't want to get up yet. I had 30 more minutes to sleep.
No, I would say, I'm going to get up and go pee. Because imagine you're a 41-year-old man and you pee the bed. You wet the bed? Are you being serious?
But it was a Monday, man. It's worth the risk, I think.
I don't think so.
Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, so today is Monday. It's August 27th of 2018. And over the weekend, sad news, Senator John McCain passed away Saturday at his ranch in Arizona. He was diagnosed with a brain tumor last year. John McCain, the hero, was 81.
A gunman killed four people, including himself, and wounded several others when he opened fire at a video game tournament in Jacksonville, Florida. Witnesses have said the shooter was a player who had just lost in the tournament.
And there was a chaotic scene over the weekend at War Memorial Stadium in Little Rock. Nearly 38,000 fans attended the Salt Bowl between Benton and Bryant. A fight broke out between two people, which led to one person using a taser. Fans in attendance thought they heard gunshots, and a panicked crowd rushed to the exit of the stadium. A number of people were injured.
And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So for years, you guys have talked about how you get caught up on a show and you start binging this show.
Right.
Right. And you're like, oh, I've been binging it. I watched 47 episodes this weekend. And I'm like, well, how do you do that? Because like I watch one or two episodes of my favorite shows and they're typically old shows. And then I kind of, you know, move on to something different.
Wrestling.
Right. Basically wrestling.
That's the different every time. Wrestling.
That's basically what it comes down to. But you guys got me on a show earlier this year. And I watched the first episode and I really didn't get it. I was like, I don't know. Leslie hated it. She gave up within 2 minutes of the first episode.
That's wild.
And here we are, 20 episodes into season 9. Y'all, the show's almost over. And last night, 2 episodes before the finale.
Oh, Brandon.
I started to get it. Like, I started to realize how much those characters ended up meaning to that show. And how much I cared for those characters. And I got emotional knowing the show had 2 more episodes left.
Wait. So you haven't finished it?
Well, we had 90 minutes left. There's a 40-minute episode and a 50-minute episode, and we didn't get to the last two. The last two will probably happen tonight.
I feel like we should have a watch party.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
You're going to cry.
I almost cried last night because one of the characters was kind of saying goodbye.
I've been waiting on you to get to this point for like a year and a half now.
But it kind of makes me emotional even thinking about it. And then I'm like, how do these characters that came in as such obnoxious characters end up being so lovable as you go throughout the show?
It's brilliant.
I have no idea, but they've done such a good job with that show. It's like when Michael Scott left, he was in the airport. I was like, oh, it gets and me emotional thinking about it.
But you just gave it away for people who haven't watched it.
Oh, I thought everybody's watched that show.
Oh, maybe they have. Am I the last one? Am I the last holdout?
Yeah, I think
even my kids have seen the last one.
They've seen the last episode? Did they watch every single episode?
The oldest two, yes.
Because I've watched every single episode, and we're down to the final two. And I'm kind of emotional because it's almost over. And I'm like, do I just start it over? Do I go to a different show? I don't know what to do.
You are going to be lost for just a moment.
That show is such a good rewatchable show, though. You could start at season one and just laugh all the way through. Like, oh, I remember this one.
And I probably will do that. Or then people are telling me try Parks and Rec.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. If you like The Office, Parks and Rec might be better.
I don't know how it could be better.
I've heard people.
I love
it. Some people are like, hey, it's better, but I don't know.
I've seen every episode. I love
both?
It. Yeah.
Oh, wow. You have a lot of free time.
No, that's not true.
We work hard. We don't have that free time.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Kim Kardashian and yet another amazing, extravagant gift from Kanye West. Well, now it looks like if you follow Kim Kardashian on social media, you know that she has a new Mercedes G-Series SUV. This thing happens to be that lime green, like she's all into neon colors right now. She's leaving the gym. She walks outside. And there is the vehicle as a surprise gift from Kanye West.
Wow.
I was looking up the price, right? So if you buy the base model Mercedes G550, it's $123,000.
The base.
If you buy the souped up one, it's $227,000. So I would imagine she probably has the most expensive one possible.
Probably so.
But Kim is totally into the neon colors right now. And I believe we might be seeing a comeback from the 90s of the neon. So, let's get ready for that.
All right, we got your gossip on Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, because it might not happen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they've actually put on hold the filming and photography and things like that. They were set to do that in January or February, but they've told those crew members, you may want to go and look for some new work because this won't be happening anytime soon.
Wow.
So, Marvel and Disney are really having to regroup right now because so many of the stars of the movie are coming out in support of James Gunn, the director who was fired over some controversial tweets he had about a decade ago. I mean, Dave Bautista, he's come out and said, look, I want to quit this movie if James Gunn's not a part of it. But Chris Pratt, Vin Diesel, Zoe Saldana, Bradley Cooper, Kurt Russell, they've all come out in support of James, and it kind of makes you wonder if all the superstars of this movie, which has made over $1.6 billion thus far, don't want to come out and make the movie? Can it even happen? I don't know.
Yeah, you can't take those stars out of it.
Yeah. No, you can't.
Gotcha gossip on Cardi B. So typically, I don't see women putting up pictures of themselves in their birthday suit 6 weeks after they give birth to their daughters. But for rapper Cardi B, that's pretty normal. So she's a new mom to baby girl culture. She was captured in her birthday suit, and it was posted over the weekend by her rapper husband, Offset, who put the words wifey, goddess, and beauty in the caption, and it's everywhere on social media today. So just a heads up.
Hey, shout out to Cardi B this morning, right?
Yeah.
If she's brave enough to take it, David's fine enough to look.
What? I've been looking all morning.
You know, there's three words that describe David's feelings toward that song. I like it.
I'm the district in the chat.
I know you think it's not normal for people to take pictures like that, but David's mom actually took pictures like that 6 weeks after he was born.
Oh, man.
It was in the Wiener.
You have to bring that up.
It was on the cover of the Wiener Times.
The Wiener Times.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Welcome to a new week. I want to hit you with this. David, I want you to sing.
Oh, don't do this to me again.
It's a big week, David.
I can't even think of the words. I'm not even going
to
try.
On to victory. Red Wolves are second to none. That wasn't right.
Let's make this
game history.
Like all
the others, we won.
Fight
for all your might. So that the world may see that red W-O-L-V-E-S beats victory. Hey!
Good job, David.
I think you just
nailed that.
Man, that was some kind of awful.
So this is Paint the Town Red Week as we prepare for the first A-State home game, which is happening on Saturday. Centennial Bank Stadium. There's stuff even kicking off today with the balloon launch, right?
Yeah, they're doing that at Brooklyn Elementary School at 1:30. And then tomorrow is the great A-State tailgate. That's from 5 until 7, downtown Jonesboro.
Yeah.
You got vendors, kids zone, pep rally, music. Miss Arkansas State, Corey Keller's going to be there. And the fan parade starts at 5:30.
And then Thursday night, it's Order of the Pack.
Yeah, at Centennial Bank Stadium.
I had my meeting about that the other day, and I got lost in the tower. Oh. I went to two other floors before I found the meeting.
Was it over by the time you got there?
Basically, I sat down and they said, does anybody have any questions?
No.
That's a true story. 100% true story.
That's classic.
Anyway, get your wolves up.
Ow!
Thank you, guys. Appreciate that.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We're here on a Monday again, y'all. Y'all ready to stretch and get moving?
I am, yeah.
Yeah.
David's ready to fight, I think.
Yeah.
No,
I'm going to scoot over.
I'm never ready to fight, okay? I want to clarify that right now.
You raised fists at Kelly.
I didn't raise fists. It's just like a stance,
I'm
you
texting
know?
My husband right now.
Yeah, I think you should.
No, there's no texting needed. I'm not going to fight anybody. Look at me.
I feel threatened right now.
I do too.
Stop threatening me.
That's the first time I've ever heard anyone say that they've been threatened by me.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
All right, bad idea all around. But there was a dude in Milwaukee who was trying to rob a Walgreens.
Oh.
So he walked in the early morning hours. He had like a ski mask on or something like that. And he had a gun. And so he walked up to the counter. Counter person saw him, ran away. And it was just a botched deal. They managed to call police. And he started to run away. Now, the story here is, as this guy was running down the street, he rips off the ski mask, he's running down the road, and police are chasing him, right? In their police cars. He's running down the street, and he throws this gun he has on top of some roof on a house or something. And surveillance video has caught this guy in his glorious action.
Jeez.
And the way he's throwing it, and how everything times out, it looks like he's doing some kind of ballet dance.
He looks like he's smiling.
Yeah, he looks like he's happy to be running down the road from police right now.
Well, he got away, he thinks.
Well, he thinks that. But if you want to check this video, this photo out, it's going up on my Twitter right now. And dude, it is well worth your time. It is hilarious the way it looks like he's doing some kind of ballet dance. But you know, when I talk about dancing, it kind of makes me think of this, and I wish this guy could go to California to get lessons, because there's a great place where you can specifically go and dance in California.
Really?
Yeah, you know where that is?
Where is that?
San Francisco.
It's Monday quality jokes again.
Oh, man.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, a big shout out to Hoxie High School, the entire administration, and the parents and the students. Mm-hmm. We had an awesome time at Hoxie Friday.
Well, that's fun.
What a way to start the year, to go to a school like that with so much school spirit. I loved every second.
It was a full-blown pep rally for the entire time that we were there. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And they gave us donuts as we left.
That was good.
So nice.
Shout out to Hoxie. Coming up this Friday morning, the K-Fine High School tailgate tour invades Jonesboro High School.
Hey.
Friday morning, live at JHS. Y'all have to live up to what Hoxie did, though.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's going to be tough, but I think they can do it.
We need tons of energy coming up on Friday morning. So you guys know that yesterday was National Dog Day.
Oh, yeah. I found that out on social media for sure. Yeah.
I'm such a bad dog mom.
Did you not post?
I didn't post either. You got three.
I know that.
Yeah, you're bad. You're worse than me.
So check this out.
Who let the dogs out?
They did this survey to figure out what states love dogs the most, and they said 74% of Arkansans love dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot.
Yeah, I thought it'd be more than that, though.
They say that, let me ask you this, Kelly, since David doesn't have a dog, mm-hmm. do you tell your dog that you love them?
All the time.
I do too. Not your dog, my dog.
Oh, yeah.
86% of people will tell their dog that they love them.
I do.
I think I tell Ace bye. Bye, buddy. Love you, man. And he just kind of looks at me like, leave me alone, I'm asleep.
I always tell Bones to be a good boy. And my husband's like, you know he's going to pee anyways.
Right.
Why are you saying that?
What does it sound like as you're leaving?
You don't want to hear it.
No, we do.
Do it.
Just do it.
Bonesy, be a good boy.
That's it?
Well, I do a little bit more, but
I'm
not doing that for everyone.
She's embarrassed.
What do you mean you're not going to do it for everybody?
Because most people hate dog talk. Like when you talk to your dog a certain way.
I tried not to do dog talk.
But
then I feel weird doing human talk to a dog.
I know.
It's like you're trying to have a real conversation with a dog.
Like, Ace, let me tell you, buddy, you got to stop doing that. Because he doesn't get that either.
Yeah, he doesn't get it. You have to use certain inflection for your dogs to understand.
Yeah, the inflection, the tone, all that stuff. Yeah. Do you let your dog sleep with you?
Yes.
68% of people let their dog sleep with them. Mm-hmm. 4 out of 10 women would rather spend time with a dog than a date.
Oh, I believe it.
I had a run-in with our neighbor's dog. You know how, like, when I was little, I was scared of big dogs. Mm-hmm. You know, because you're taught in school, watch out, the bite programs, all that kind of stuff. David is still, to this day.
They make me nervous.
Big dogs. Small dogs.
Not small. Well, some small dogs.
So David's been bitten in the studio before.
Right.
Yeah. And I got a scar to prove it.
By a dog that wouldn't bite, if you remember. Oh, that dog doesn't bite. Yeah. David gets bit.
Yeah, within 30 seconds.
So our neighbors have this awesome Rottweiler, right? And this dog is stout and strong and the big old German blockhead. Mm-hmm. And I love it when they bring the dog outside. So I'm sitting in the yard. I guess it was Saturday night. And I'm like, oh, here comes Max. And Max comes over wagging his tail. He sits right next to me for a second. Then he stands up and he kind of looks at me in the face and kind of starts sniffing me. And I'm like, Rottweiler, sniffing your face. Maybe not the best. And then he turns to walk away. And as he turns to walk away, I realize that he raises his leg.
Oh.
Their dog peed on me in my front yard.
Are you being serious?
He was letting you know who was boss.
Hiked his leg and peed all over my shorts. And they were cotton shorts. And my shorts were soaked with pee.
How did this even happen?
I don't know.
I can't make sense of this.
And it's not like you can get mad at the Rottweiler for peeing on you. What are you going to do?
What do you do? Spank somebody else's dog? Rub their nose on my leg?
You see what you did? Look at this. Look at what you did.
He marked his territory on me.
Oh, that's weird.
Ah, that's how I celebrated National Dog Day this weekend.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, shout out again to Hoxie High School. They were awesome Friday morning. Jonesboro High School will see you this coming Friday morning. Your K-Fine High School tailgate tour powered by Glen Sane Motors. If you want to check out photos from our visit to Hoxie, you can do that on social media, Brandon, on KFIN. I believe you posted some stuff as well.
Kelly on KFIN.
And David on KFIN.
All right. How was Hoxie this past week?
Well, it looks like they came out with a big win, 42-17. We're the good luck charm.
There you go. That's so it. Far this year.
We are 1-0.
There you go. One question for you guys. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, time for birthdays for today. It's Monday, August 27th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Ben Livingston from Rector, 33 years old today. And I believe we'll be in Rector again this year for the high school tailgate tour. Ashley Frames from Wynn is celebrating a birthday. Blake Fowler of Jonesboro is 16. Rhonda Johnson of Jonesboro celebrates today. River Baldridge, 4 years old. Michaela Don Harden from Pocahontas turning 29. And Austin Davis of Pocahontas is turning 29 as well. We'll be in Pocahontas this year for the high school tailgate tour as well. Happy birthday goes out to Carrie White of the Jonesboro Chamber of Commerce. Carrie's celebrating, so happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And Jenny Graham, she's from Car Choice. She celebrates her birthday today as well. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Alexa Vega is 30 years old today. Now, she's been in movies like Machete Kills and on shows like Nashville, but she got her start as Carmen in the movie Spy Kids. And that's where she became my first real crush.
Stop!
He's been talking about her all morning.
Hey, I've messaged crushes in the past. I want you to message your crush today.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to do it.
All right.
I think it's going to work out, too.
All right.
Aaron Paul is 39. He was Jesse on Breaking Bad. Sarah Chalk is 42 from Scrubs, and she was also on Roseanne. Colt Ford, he turns 48 years old today. We also have Caesar Millian, who's 49.
Caesar who? Is that Christina's dad?
Millian.
There was an I.
Millian.
Okay, I need glasses. Caesar Millan is 49 years old today. Pee Wee Herman turned 66.
I know you are, but what am I?
Connected. Oh, that's Sergeant Slaughter turned 70.
There you go.
And Jeff Cook from Alabama is turning 69.
Brandon.
Here we go, y'all.
So we dusted off our boots and put our cowboy hats on straight. Them Texans raised the roof when Jeff opened up his case.
Happy birthday, Jeff.
Y'all all want a two-step. You say you want a do-si-do.
Everybody.
Well, here's your fiddling song before we go.
Here we go, Kelly.
If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man.
So how about we do some mountain music?
Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play.
Message Alexa Vega. I'll message Jeff Cook from Alabama. He was one of my first crushes. Sweet potato pie and shut my mouth.
Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again.
Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Blake Fowler, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So guys, Taylor Swift's Reputation Tour hit Nashville this past Saturday night, and so many people I know were there, including my stepdaughter. I'm so jealous of her, and I've heard it was amazing. She embraced her country roots by singing one of her first songs, Tim McGraw. But then, as she's singing the song, out comes Faith Hill. She gets to sing with her. It's pretty good.
Yeah, and then there's another surprise after that. Check this video out from Nashville and Nissan Stadium over the weekend.
All right, Nashville, please welcome the actual Tim McGraw.
Jeez. He's coming up from below the stage.
You can check out the full video on the BBITM blog on kfin.com, kfin.com.
So that wasn't the only big surprise over the weekend in Nashville. Keith Urban played in Nashville as well, and he brought out a very special guest as well at his show, which was pretty exciting because you got to see the baby bump of Carrie Underwood. Here she comes. I mean, imagine, you're at a Keith Urban show and out walks Carrie Underwood.
With the cutest baby bump ever.
Yeah, you're at a Taylor Swift show and out walks Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. We need to move to Nashville.
Let's do it.
That video of Keith Urban and Carrie Underwood's up right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Well, y'all, this Miranda Lambert, Evan Felker story just, it spirals out of control, it seems like, every week.
Oh, no.
And it's just gotten that much worse. Because Miranda has come out and confirmed that she is, quote, happily single.
No!
Oh, no!
You have to be joking.
Yeah, this isn't a joke at all. So Evan Felker is a part of the Turnpike Troubadours. He went on tour with Miranda while he was married, started dating her back in February. The rumors came up in May that they were doing something. They were hanging out a little bit too much. And then all of a sudden...
David.
Well, didn't mean it like that. And then he came out and filed for a divorce last month, and now Miranda Lambert's broken up with him.
Oh, you can't do that.
That's tough.
That's awful.
It is awful. But I will say this. Evan Felker's, I guess, soon-to-be ex-wife, Stacy, has come out in support of Evan in these times, which is kind of crazy to think about. Yeah. She said, look, I got hurt. I appreciate the support, but I don't wish any bad things upon Evan or the Turnpike Troubadours. A wife's love doesn't just shut down in 6 months, so she doesn't want to hear any kind of negativity toward him anymore, which is kind of insane to think about with how this story has just gone absolutely awful couple of months. Yeah. So anyway, that's the latest drama with Miranda Lambert and her relationships.
So can we call your daughter?
Yeah.
Because I want to talk to her. She was at the Taylor Swift show.
She loved it.
She was in Nissan Stadium.
Yeah.
She was there. I'm going to try to call her, what, about 6 minutes?
Sounds good.
Does that work?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So over the weekend, Taylor Swift played Nashville Nissan Stadium, which had to be surreal for her. As a young girl who moved her family from Pennsylvania to Nashville to see if she could make it, and now being inside the football stadium, completely sold out.
Wow, what a night.
Like, that's crazy. And the stuff I've seen has been so cool. Of course, we talked about the big surprise from Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. Like, I've watched that video from no telling how many people.
I know.
All different angles throughout the entire stadium. And it's cool every single time.
Yeah. And my stepdaughter was there.
So we actually are going to see if we can get a hold of Ella this morning. She's a ninth grader going to Annie Camp. And I believe she's on the phone with us right now. So let's see if she's there.
Hello.
Ella Perry. We are a little bit jealous of you this morning.
Yes.
I know.
You were at the concert of the weekend.
Yes, it was awesome.
Taylor Swift, Nashville, Tennessee, Nissan Stadium. Did they ever say how many people were in the stadium?
Oh, they didn't, but there were thousands.
Like, that stadium, I think, holds, I don't know, anywhere from 50 to 60,000 people. And I saw photos from
it's
in
loaded.
There.
Loaded, yeah.
It looked like every seat was taken.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure it was.
What was it like being in there for that concert?
Oh, it was crazy because everybody was in there together and screaming and dancing and singing. It was awesome.
So did people sing along to basically every song?
Yes. Every single song that came on, everybody was screaming.
Have you guys seen the picture from the top of the stadium looking down with all the lights?
Crazy.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I mean, it looks unbelievable. So tell me who opened the show for her.
Well, the first person that came out was a girl named Charlie XCX. Mm-hmm. And she sung a lot of songs like that song, I Don't Care song. And she sang Fancy with Iggy Azalea.
Yep.
So, and then Camila Cabello came out next, and it was awesome. She sang all of her songs.
I think we should sing Camila Cabello together real quick. Right?
Havana, ooh, nah, nah.
So Camila was there, and then Taylor Swift comes out. Do you remember the first song that she did?
Like, did she come out with like a bang?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there were fireworks, and all of her dancers were out. It was crazy.
Did that place go absolutely insane when she came out?
Oh, yeah. People were screaming for a good 10 minutes.
What about when she brought out Faith Hill and Tim McGraw?
It was crazy. Like, people were screaming louder than before, which I don't know how that was possible, but they were.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the show?
Oh, this was a 100.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
Hey, did you get a bunch of good stuff for social media and stuff?
Actually, I didn't take out my phone once, but the people I was sitting with, they took lots of videos.
So the Taylor Swift experience was amazing.
Yes.
And now reality sets in and you're on your way to school this morning.
Yeah.
Well, we hope you have a great day.
Thank you. I hope you all have a great day, too.
See ya.
See ya.
Bye.
Ella Perry with us this morning. Just want to hear all these old ones. There really are so many good Taylor Swift songs.
Drew looks at me. I fake a smile so he
but I think the most talked about song from the weekend is Tim McGraw. You guys want to do Tim McGraw?
Oh, we have to.
Let's do it here.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
On Monday mornings, we're joined by Eric Birch from Birch & Company, who comes in with some Monday morning motivation. And this week, a way that people have the chance to win a whole bunch of stuff.
An exciting weekend, Jonesboro, to say the least. This is Paint the Town Red. Like you guys said earlier, there's something going on every single night, right? So what we've came up with at Birch & Co. Real Estate is a way we literally want to get each and every person in and around Jonesboro involved in Jonesboro and really highlight some of the amazing features that we have that very few people know about. So right. So I walked in here this morning. I said, guys, how many parks do you know about in Jonesboro?
So
how many city parks? How many?
I'm thinking there's probably, in my mind, I don't know, 5 or 6.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
City parks, right?
Yeah. 7, I'll say that number.
Like Joe Max, Southside, Crooked Forest.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, all the big ones, right? Yeah. Well, guys, there's literally 22 city parks that are maintained.
Dang.
by the Parks and Recreation Committee. So, but and Brandon, how long have you been in Jonesboro?
20 years.
Yeah, and so and you know about six or seven. So right. That's we have no clue the little gems that we have right here on top of us. You've right. You know you've got Kai. Kai could have been playing like at all these parks. Now this is you've deprived Kai.
Oh my gosh!
I won't. I'm not gonna get on you too. I'm not going to get on you too much. But what we don't want to do is all the other residents, you know, in Craighead County, Northeast Arkansas, that don't have a clue about these things. We've got to get the word out. We've got to have everybody out there. So what's the way to get the word out? Of course, it's radio. Everybody listens to radio, number one.
Sure, come on now.
But then social media, okay? Right. So what we've got is our new campaign, our weekly challenges. Guys, this is going to go on for the next 5 weeks. Okay, so it's called Explore Jonesboro, and, right. and Explore is spelled with an X, leave the E off, P-L-O-R-E. So what we're asking you guys to do, so far we've got over $2,500 worth of prizes we're going to give away.
Oh, wow.
All right? Woo. And this thing is all going to conclude September 28th at the Barbecue Fest on Saturday night, right before fuel. You don't have to be present to win. You can be the Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn superstar and win this contest. But you don't have to be present to win. But we've got some amazing businesses that have donated some awesome, awesome prizes. So we've got memberships at the Trim Gym. We've got a toolbox from Apex Tool or Delta Toolbox. We've got gift cards from Shadrax. We've got, it goes on and on. I'm sorry I don't have the list in front of me, sure. But we will literally have a vendor week where I'll tell you guys about all these amazing vendors or and local businesses that have given these prizes. But this is how the contest is going to work. Number one, watch Birch & Co. social media.
Okay.
We're going to kick this off every Monday morning right here in the studio. So you will be the first to know, those of you that are listening on KFine every Monday morning between 7:45 and 8 o'clock. So you're going to get a heads up. And then we're going to do another video later in the day from Birch & Company that will also highlight the weekly challenge and what's going on. So, of course, you can go back at any time. If for some reason you missed this spot, you can go onto our social media pages and find the challenge and take off from there. So this week, drum roll, can you hit a button? That's what I'm talking about.
Well, you would think I'd have that ready on standby, right?
I would think so. I thought it was just like a button somewhere.
David.
Yeah, David.
Do your best drum roll.
Here we go. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. So the challenge this week is go out to all of these local parks, okay?
Okay.
Jump in front of the park sign, take a picture. Hashtag XPLORE Jonesboro, okay?
Right.
So you're going to get 5 points for every park that you visit. So there's 22 out there. You can get over 100 points just visiting parks,
dang.
Okay? The other thing is everybody that you have with you, and I'm not saying you got to bring them with you, but everybody that's in that picture with you, when you take it, there's an extra bonus point that is included.
Sweet.
So when you roll up to Craighead, Joe Mack, Southside, whatever it is, get a megaphone, call everybody over, get them standing in front of that sign and take that picture and tell them what you're doing. Guys, it's a competition, no doubt about it. It's a challenge, no doubt about that. But again, our big goal is to get everybody out and get them involved in Jonesboro and what's going on.
So let's kick it off this morning. And again, you can find out more on the Birch & Co. Facebook page. There's a Twitter account. There's Instagram. You guys are everywhere as well.
That's it. So you can be looking for that. Again, we'll have some of the prizes that'll be highlighted as well. I think we've got pictures of that posted. We're still taking prizes each and every single day. My goal is to get this grand prize that's going to be given away at Barbecue Fest up to $10,000. So it's going to be huge. It's going to be big. It's going to be all about Jonesboro. Brandon said, well, what about motivation? What are we going to do? I still got a motivational quote for you,
sure.
Guys. If that's not enough, so we're going to go back to David Goggins, who says, you know, hey, I don't quit when I'm tired, but I quit when it's done.
Right. Mm.
So think about that. No matter what you're going through today, we actually went out and did the mud volleyball this weekend with the NICU.
Right.
Oh, my word, that was a long day. From 9 o'clock, we finished up the championship, which, of course, we took the championship home at 3 o'clock, and we had to go through the loser's bracket to do it. So I don't know how many we played 48 games, whatever it was.
Dang.
But there were times, literally 19 teams. It was an awesome fundraiser for NICU. So thrilled with that event and everything and how it went. But believe me, mean, we had to dig deep. It was hot. It was you know, nasty. But that was what was raining in my head the whole time. Hey, we don't stop when we're tired. We stop when it's done. Yeah. So get out there and find every single park. Do not stop until it's done. All 22 of them. Thank you guys for letting me hang out with you this morning.
There you go. Eric Birch from Birch & Co.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Kelly's husband turned 41 on Friday.
He did.
Woo, happy birthday.
So he's done martial arts his entire life. Mm-hmm. Joey Perry Martial Arts Academy. And he actually sparred 41 times on Friday.
He did. He does that every year. And it's obscenely impressive.
So yeah, for whatever his age is at the time, I remember him doing it when he was 39. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh man, 39, that's a lot of times.
Yeah.
So 41 times he was sparring.
Yeah, so we went to eat this weekend, and he wanted to pick something that he doesn't always have, but it's his favorite restaurant, and it's Benihana. Ooh. In Memphis.
Let me set the scene for Benihana. Okay. Because I like Benihana.
Oh, this is exactly the song they were playing walked in.
You should bow.
Wait, yes, that's showing respect, David.
Greet me as I walk into Benihana.
Okay.
Hello.
He just bowed with his hands in prayer mode.
Maybe you should say... You know, welcome Konnichiwa. To Benihana.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure they say Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Hello, welcome to Benihana.
Anyway, so we took two of our friends. It's a couple, and they're good friends of ours.
Wait a minute. Did you get invited?
Leslie said that y'all couldn't go.
She did not.
She did.
She did not.
She did.
You asked?
And I wasn't going to invite David because he never comes anywhere that we invite
That's
him.
That's a lie.
Right. He's no fun either.
Anyway.
You can just do, welcome to Benihana.
Here's the deal. And people that love Japanese steakhouse places, a lot of people love the yum yum sauce or the shrimp sauce, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that stuff's good.
People douse. It's like you don't even have food. It's just like the yum yum sauce. Right?
They have yum yum sauce with three pieces of rice.
Right, right. So
that's what it is.
Our friends knew that Benihana does not do the yum yum sauce.
Oh, they don't?
No.
They have the mustard, though, right?
Yeah, the mustard and, like, the teriyaki. Yeah. So they didn't have yum-yum sauce. So our friends made us, insisted that we stop by another steakhouse, Japanese steakhouse, on our way in Jonesboro before we got to Memphis so they could have the yum-yum sauce. Now, here's the thing.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my gosh.
Why didn't you just eat here?
Because my husband wanted Benihana, and he was not going to change. He's like, I want Benihana. Yeah, getting out of town. So we stop, and our friend buys 17, and it's not packets. It's those little plastic containers.
Yeah, those cups.
There's 17 of them.
Well, you can buy a jar of that stuff at the store.
Well, he didn't want that. He wanted this particular yum-yum sauce. So not only is it in this bag.
Who is this?
He brings it out in this bag, and he forces his wife to take everything out of her purse when we get to Memphis and put all of the yum-yum sauce containers, stack them in her purse.
No, he did not.
And as the guy starts cooking, he starts going, well, guys, it's time. And I'm like, oh my gosh, please, please, this is so embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
We're at the grill and he starts pulling out all of the packets of yum-yum sauce.
No, he didn't.
And we were dying. But the thing is, I like it too. So right. I was like, okay, I'll take one.
Oh my gosh.
But here's the thing. People around our table started going, is that shrimp sauce?
No, they did not.
And so we sold it for $5 a container.
No, you did not. That's a heck of an idea.
Dude, just the thought of that, taking yum-yum sauce out of somebody's
But
purse.
at the end of the meal, there's all these yum-yum sauces stacked. I took a picture, stacked all the way up.
You can't take the Perrys or their friends anywhere.
Here, you want some yum-yum sauce? I got some here for you.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
The news came out over the weekend, Miranda Lambert is single, so just a heads up if anybody's looking to date.
Brandon. David was excited.
I'm married.
So was Evan Felker.
So Evan Felker is in the Turnpike Troubadours. He started dating Miranda Lambert, and evidently it broke up his marriage, and now he and Miranda broke up.
Oh, like a month after he filed for a divorce, too. Oh, so awful. Bad. Mm.
That's marriage for you.
Well, speaking of marriage, Rachel's in a wedding today.
Wait, today, like Monday.
Today, as in Monday, she is in a wedding tonight.
Why is she doing that? Who gets married on Monday?
That's what I want to know. I've been asking her for like 6 months. Who gets married on a Monday?
That's crazy.
They must have really loved this venue, and this was the only date that was open for this wedding or something. I don't know. Yeah, and it's in Fayetteville on top of that. So she's going to have to drive back tonight, like a four-hour drive, and hopefully be home by midnight or one in the morning.
To teach school tomorrow.
Exactly, because she only has like two personal days, and she takes one now.
That doesn't make it hard on anyone.
No, here's what's weird, though. Here is another wedding that Rachel goes to and doesn't invite David to. There's something going on here.
Something's happening.
There is a reason, David, that you're not allowed to go anywhere with her when she leaves the city.
My hands are in the air.
Put your arms down. Your hair's hanging out your shirt.
Sorry. This is a lose-lose situation.
She never takes you anywhere when she leaves town. You're not allowed to go with her.
She
went to Orlando by herself this year.
Listen, I lose if I don't go because I'm roasted for not going with her on anything. And then I lose if I do go because I have to miss work.
She got engaged by herself.
I know
that. That is not true. We're spreading those lies.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David, I believe, is working on a tweet to his childhood crush.
Well, I don't know how to do this.
What do you mean you don't know how to do this?
It's Alexa Vega's birthday.
Right.
And she was like my first childhood crush.
So hang on. Let me just tell you what his question was.
Okay.
Should I post a picture of her as a girl or as a woman?
What?
I don't know what to do. Is it like weird if I post her as a kid, or is it like weird if I post her as an adult? I don't know what to do.
I don't know how you handle it.
What do I do? I need help.
I don't know what you should do either.
I'm working on this tweet right now, and I've got the movie cover, so I think I might go with that. But
no, that's not good.
That's not good. What do you mean it's not good?
You just want to see what she looks like right now.
No, I don't. You're weird. I'm married.
Okay, tweet's out. Go check it out.
Hang on. Why are you laughing? Now you're stirring drama. You're going to be banned from this show very soon.
Y'all are funny.
Let me see what David's tweeted. I think you should have used the picture when she was a child.
I did. That's what I went with, but it was like the movie cover.
Okay, that's...
But Brandon made it weird.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I'm not the one asking.
I'm about to delete it.
No, that's an awful picture, David. Nobody can even tell which one she is. Delete it.
She's the one in the middle.
Delete tweet.
She's the one in the
middle.
Delete
tweet.
I'm not deleting
that. Delete the tweet.
That is the movie cover.
I hereby demand you to delete the tweet.
Oh, what are you, my king
if
now?
If you say delete the tweet delete one more
tweet.
Time.
I'm not doing
that's
that.
That's not a good one.
No, it is good. It's
you're
perfect.
An awful tweeter.
Well, you're
unfollow him on Twitter right now.
You're an awful friend.
You're an idiot.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Over the weekend, I was at iMart Express, and people were calling me babe all up in there.
Okay, you think so? Really?
Hey, babe.
Because, so I've told you guys for a little bit now that my eyesight has gotten a little bit worse as I've gotten older.
We've told you that.
That's what I said.
Can you see how many fingers I have up right now? I have up right now. Maybe I should
English?
Dang it. That did not work like I wanted it to.
Okay, so I go to iMart Express, which I thought was ironic. And then I start thinking maybe they're sending me here because the company's trying to tell me something. So I walk in there and there's over like 2,000 different styles of glasses. And I had no idea there were that many styles. Like there's different things you're supposed to wear based on face shape and size and all these different things. Like, and I thought it was real simple. Go get some glasses.
Well, it's not that simple.
So I was looking at these glasses and I thought, well, I'm going to try some on just to see what I would look like because I've never had them and it's going to be a little bit of culture shock. So the first ones I put on were a heavier rim, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one of the ladies who was helping me said, hey, if you've never worn glasses, maybe a heavier rim is a little bit too much of a jumping out point. Right?
Like
to go from no glasses to a really thick rim.
Right.
Oh, man.
So what I've done is I posted some options on my Instagram story.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Now, let me just be honest. This is a point where I'm trying not to be too self-conscious, right? Because you guys know, like, my pictures are very much my pictures, right? Mm-hmm. So I've kind of ventured out. And I've posted photos of me in glasses.
Why are you not smiling? Why are you giving like this embarrassed, I'm 6 years old look?
Well, he's got some duck smiling. Lips going on, too.
You have like,
I am smiling. That's happiness.
Okay, I'll give you this. Option number one, I like that. Yeah, I like that
so
look.
Far.
That's a good
let
one.
Me go back and look and see which one I posted first.
Option.
What
are you thinking on option number two?
What are you talking about?
The circle frames?
Mm-mm.
Dude.
You can't pull off that.
They
are
told
a hipster?
Me that based on my, because I have an oval face. And that based on an oval face, you need more of a square line on the sides.
Yeah, definitely not option two.
Mm-hmm. Option two, no. Okay. What about option number three? They're a little bit like Elvis.
What?
Option
no.
three looks like my high school basketball coach about 25 years ago, and we would always tell him he needed to update his glasses, and he never did.
Not a good one.
No.
Bug shield look. Do you drive around a dirty white van with these?
Stop it!
And option number four.
What's wrong with number four?
Three and four.
Well, option number four, if you came over to my house, I'm not going to let my kids be around you.
Shut up. I don't think...
Those are creeper.
Option... No, they're not.
Yes.
They're actually, not bad.
Option number four. Get option number four because that one works the best.
Nope.
No, I'm not now.
Oh my god.
All right,
gosh.
Option number one and five are the best so far.
Okay, I do like five.
You
five
like five?
Is good. Five is good. One, five, or four? Four is my
favorite.
I'm
not going to do four just so you can make fun of me.
Never four.
I'm not going to do that.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we talked on Friday about the puppet movie that was coming out with Melissa McCarthy.
Mm-hmm. And just FYI, it is not for kids.
Nope, it's not like Mr. Rogers and his puppets.
It's not the Muppets Take Manhattan.
Ooh, that was a good one. So evidently, the new puppet movie, which I thought seemed kind of like halfway appealing, I'm one of the few who thought that.
It was a complete bomb. Now, it came in at number three, but it only made $10 million. Mm. So for an opening weekend, you're thinking, ooh, it's not very good. So
it doesn't pay the puppeteers.
No.
I know. Or Melissa McCarthy.
So what was number one then?
Well, Crazy Rich Asians was. So that means they're going to stay rich. $25 million up to $76.8 in just 2 weeks.
I've heard that is so good.
Maybe we should go.
I know.
A lot of people have been talking good about that movie.
What was number two?
The Meg.
It's still out.
My kids still want to see that.
It's only in its third week, but it feels like it's been out for like 3 months.
It feels like a dated movie.
But they made over $100 million on that movie.
Dang.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Taylor Swift's Reputation Tour was in Nashville this past Saturday, and it seems like everybody was there except for me, including my stepdaughter, Ella. She got to go.
Right.
Said it was amazing, and she embraced her country roots by playing one of her first ever hits, Tim McGraw. And fans loved it, and they cheered. But then she also brought out Faith Hill to sing the song with her, and also Tim McGraw. Here's what it sounded like.
Hi, Nashville. Please welcome the actual Tim McGraw.
It's coming up from below the stage. That's pretty cool.
She didn't disappoint. You can check out the full video on the BBITM blog on kfine.com, kfin.com.
And also on the blog today is video from Keith Urban's concert at the Bridgestone Arena. Keith Urban brings out a special guest, and it just so happened to be Carrie Underwood. Here she comes. Somehow she looks like the happiest pregnant person ever.
Adorable.
So you can check out the baby bump and all that on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Well, there is even more drama in the world of Miranda Lambert. So if you remember back in February, she started dating this new guy, Evan Felker, from the Turnpike Troubadours, who was opening up for her on her tour. Well, the bad news is he was married. And now he has filed for a divorce after they've been dating for a number of months. And now, as we have progressed even further in this relationship, the relationship is no more because Miranda has broken things off with Evan after he filed for the divorce from his wife.
Oh, gosh.
It just gets worse and worse with this situation. But she said in a quote, "Love is a hard road, and I am now happily single." Can you believe that?
Ouch.
Does that hurt you guys when you think about it?
Oh, ever since ever since these headlines started coming out, like she might be dating this dude who's married, I've been like, ooh.
And it's even worse that they're already done.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, and that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David, what's on TV tonight?
Well, Brandon, on TV tonight, we have Bachelor in Paradise. So if you want to see Tia Booth from Wiener, Arkansas, my cousin, that's on at 7 o'clock on ABC.
Hmm. I saw she sent you a package last week. Did you get that? The FedEx package? She got you 2 tickets to Paradise.
Get out.
That was awful. That's good. That is a good one.
You have ruined Eddie money forever.
That is a good one.
All right. You also have American Ninja Warrior on TV tonight, 7 o'clock on NBC, So You Think You Can Dance, and the Fox Television Network. They do the top 6 performing tonight, 7 o'clock. And then the first season finale of The Proposal, that's on at 9, right after Bachelor in Paradise on ABC. That's the show where they like propose to each other within like the first couple of minutes of meeting. That first season.
Does it remind you of your life story?
Oh, man, that was a good one.
All right, we'll see you later. Hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.